I'm going to cue you, and you're just going to sit there. That's public radio. That's live radio. Well, let's see. California tells Google that driverless cars must have a steering wheel and brakes. Yeah, it's okay with me. I never use them. Okay. So, what do you know?
Not much, you!
Oh, very nice.
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
Yeah.
That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we hit the right number of notes with Simpsons star Harry Shearer, plus all the news that isn't, and a tinsel-free round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, Merry Christmas, let the chips fall where they may, Michael Feldman.
All right. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. Yeah, anyone got a driverless car yet? Huh? You do? Oh, you're not... What do? You just sit in it and it finds its way from
I'm
Chicago
not paying attention sometimes.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything on the wheel at all when this happens?
Occasionally my knee.
Oh. Gee, I wish you hadn't told me that, because I do remember you in certain situations in automobiles, but they were mostly standing still.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were asleep. And it was on the shoulders, as I recall. Okay. Let's see. Driverless cars, yeah. So it has to be a driver in driverless cars, which makes no sense. But then it's California. What do you want? I think you can put an inflatable behind the wheel, though. Just move the guy over from the passenger side, stick him behind the wheel, and you sit like the inflatable. So, that'll work out. But a self-driving car you have to drive, I don't know, really. I'd love to have a self-driving car, but... excuse me. I'd love to have a self-driving car, but I have too much phlegm, really, to be able to communicate with it. I think I have a self-driving car and neither of us drive. That'd be cool. Just park somewhere and talk. You know, because I need that. But, you know, if driverless cars must have drivers, next drones will have to have marmosets flying them. Okay, look up marmoset. I'll give you a chance. Perfect, though, for flying a drone. It's bad enough you're supposed to register your drone. Did you see that? They will have to drag my drone out of my cold, dead neighbor's head. Well, I haven't mastered it yet, you know. It's hard to, sometimes the landing's here. In the Newslist news, pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli, his bail has been increased 5,000%. Shkreli will be incarcerated with lifers on Daraprim. That's going to be a fun say. The old penitentiary. Homeland Security cracks out the old terror alert thermometer. Nice to see it again, really. Kind of nostalgia. United Way had it. All these years. The problem with Homeland Security has always been that it sounds too much like a savings and loan. Listen, Homeland Security, savings and loan, right? Speaking of which, the increase in rates by the Fed actually could send personal savings rates skyrocketing to 0.25%. And a socket wrench. Well, they wouldn't give you, they'd give you maybe a socket now, you know, with that, if you deposit. Okay, the fake email threat which closed L.A. Unified Schools was signed Ferris Bueller. That should have been a red flag. Vladimir Putin says of Donald Trump, is reminding me of self. I guess when he told Ukraine, you're fired. Trump returned the praise and said this is the start of a beautiful relationship. The new Star Wars breaks box office records worldwide, around the world, Star Wars. In Israel, for example, it was released as Star Wars: The Foreskin Awakens. I feel like I've been waiting all my life to use that joke. The little revenge you get at this point. Fine, I'm fine. How are you? Good. This movie, of course, is redemption for older men who've had little use for their lightsabers until now. Bernie Sanders accesses Hillary's Tinder data. Not saying what he found, but it's supposedly encouraging. Mother Teresa gets her second miracle while Pete Rose fails to get his first. Due to climate change, Lake Superior is warming at 2 degrees Fahrenheit per decade, so it should be safe to take a plunge by 2525. John, who actually did that, jumped into Lake Superior. Anything you want to say to rebut that?
No.
Okay. Speaking of rebuts, that's
cold.
All we saw.
Yeah.
And then. Okay. But, you know, thanks to Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, you get a senior discount at The Force Awakens. That's the beauty of the movie. All right, let's see then here. I made some other notes here. I woke up right in the middle of the night and wrote a few things down. Oh, not only is there a nativity scene in a Tennessee McDonald's, the three wise men are Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, and Mayor McCheese. I agree with you. I think it cheapens the holiday. Good for business, perhaps. I don't know. Tom Bradley misses a Patriots practice after coming down with the Trumps. Bad case of the Trumps. And finally, and I mean that, Caitlyn Jenner is named Barbara Walters' most fascinating person of 2015, while Bruce Jenner is named the least. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. And Merry Christmas! And a Happy New Year. Good tidings to all around the town. Good tidings to Christmas, and here comes my eggnog. Wonderful. We're going to start paying you if you keep doing this well. Thanks, Chris. I'll learn how to spell your name if you keep doing it. Thank you very much. I would like to drink to you. Since you don't have yours yet, I'll just be doing the drinking. But you'll get them later in the show. Actually, the party doesn't start until the second hour. So you have to put up with with
this. This is the pre-party,
yeah.
I think we call
pre-party.
It. Pre-party. The warm-up party.
Michael's
good.
Pre-gaming the second hour.
Mm-hmm. That's a Jackie Leeson good eggnog. You know, it isn't Christmas without Harry Shearer. I'm not sure why that is, but it's true. I know that it's true. He's in Los Angeles right now getting ready for another show, and it's a great show that he's doing, called Christmas Without Tears. Harry Shearer joining us right now. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. You got a big show tonight? Is there a show tonight in L.A.?
Judith Allen and I do a Christmas charity show tour every year,
yeah,
called Christmas Without Tears tonight and tomorrow night in L.A. and Wednesday night in New Orleans are the two final stops on the tour.
Final.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, before, I know you were mentioning the Star Wars movie. It's the first one to come with a side effects warning. I don't know if you noticed it.
No, what?
Seek immediate medical attention if your lightsaber lasts more than 4 hours.
Are you as into it as the average person?
I'm as about not into it as they are. I actually did some voice work for the original Star Wars movie.
You did? What'd you do?
I don't remember. It was some characters with gobbledygook names is all I knew at the time. And it just seemed like the silliest thing in the world. They didn't even show you the script. They showed you an 8-page outline because it was all very secret and hush-hush. But it just seemed... Well, this thing's going nowhere fast, which just shows you know, you can never tell.
Was there a Ned Flanders wand?
No, there was not. Ned Flanders didn't exist at that time yet. That was,
oh, yeah. But this existed
was that
in
far
you.
Long.
There, this somewhere was, in you he existed.
Yeah, well, but this was in a different galaxy.
Yeah. Now, your connection with Christmas, you're so identified with the holiday.
Yeah.
And the celebration thereof, and yet... you are from a different background, shall we say.
Ooh, how delicate.
Yes. You're from a very delicate, different background.
Yeah.
And is it because of being in the movie, The Robe? Is that so it set you out on that path?
Well, you know, I was in the first CinemaScope Bible movie, so it did set me along some path. But I think it's more being married to a melancholy Welsh woman who whom I brought out to Southern California a couple decades ago. And the first Christmas she spent here, she was she was melancholy, but she was also depressed because it was warm and sunny. And she said, you know, Christmas is supposed to be wet, cold, and depressing. Yeah. That's what I like.
Aren't the Welsh always melancholy? Oh, that's what I...
Well, you know, some people see the glass as half full. Some people see the glass as half empty. The Welsh see the glass as half broken.
Half broken. But do you still pay tribute to the other half of your delicate background?
During most of the stops on the Christmas... By the way, the Christmas Without Tears tour has generated an EP of some of the music that and some of the other things that are performed during the show, because it's half reverent and half irreverent. Mm-hmm. And the EP is a benefit for the Elton John AIDS Foundation, I should say that. And it's on iTunes. But yes,
fantastic. It is called Christmas Without Tears. Right?
Yes. But normally, when Jill Sobule, the wonderful singer-songwriter, is not with us, as she will be tonight to perform this song of hers, I get to perform it. It's a tribute to the ecumenical spirit of this holiday season. It's called Jesus Was a Dreidel Spinner.
Ah. It did not make the EP, we should add.
It did not make the EP. but Fred Willard's explanation of the true Christmas story did make the EP, which is a highlight.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's in there. Are you mentioned in the true Christmas story by name as the young boy next to Jesus?
Yeah.
See, young boy next to Jesus as Harry Shearer, actually.
How
did you get that part, by the way? Were your parents push you into that somehow? Or?
Oh, in the robe?
Yeah.
They didn't push me into any garment.
No.
except, you know, some boxer shorts. No, it was a real fluke. They did push me into piano lessons.
Yeah.
And my piano teacher had a daughter who was in show business. And after a little while, I like to think that I pushed her out of that profession, because she was going to quit being a piano teacher and start being a children's agent. And you know, I can understand how she would have trying to get me to read.
Yeah.
She said to my parents, you know, would you mind if we tried to get Harry some work? And they were Eastern European immigrants. They didn't know from any of this. They just were bemused by it all. They said sure. And 7 months later, she called with an audition for the Jack Benny program, and that's what started me in show business.
Yeah. So you went on Jack Benny, then you went right to the robe.
I went on the Jack Benny program, and then went right to the robe. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. And then to Abbott and Costello Go to Mars.
Yeah. What did they do with you on Jack Benny?
Excuse me?
What did you do on Jack
what
Benny?
What use did they make of me?
Yes.
Yeah. I was a boy. I was sort of a typecasting. I was a young boy.
Yeah.
But he had a group of kids in the neighborhood in Beverly Hills, kind of like a Cub Scout troop, and I was one of the kids. And then every once in a while, I'd play him as a child.
Oh, you did? You played him as? Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, yeah. So I did a lot of stuff. I worked for him for 8 years. I like to say, Michael, I started in show business at the top and have been diligently working my way down ever since.
Yeah. Could you nail Jack Benny as a child?
Well, I like to think I did, you know.
But you could do that at age 8 or 9 or whatever.
Well, I did that in a more soprano approach, you know.
I miss Jack Benny. One of the many people that I mean, there's too many people to list that you miss, but, you know, in terms of comedy or anything else.
Well, you know, you're still in a world where a lot of people were influenced by him.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, not enough, because right. I got the idea from working with him that stars in comedy liked everybody around them to get laughs.
Oh.
That was a misapprehension,
yeah.
Because most stars in comedy don't like everybody around them to get laughs.
Yes.
But that was the amazing thing about Jack Benny. He loved every, you know, he was so generous with giving laughs to other people in the cast, because he could always get a laugh by just reacting to them.
Yeah, he could just do reaction shots.
Yeah,
for a laugh.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
None of my reactions would get a laugh. Well,
it's harder to get laughs with reactions on radio, although he, of course, had a very successful radio show for many years.
Well, he got reactions on the radio. I mean, that's even more amazing.
He got reactions famously by being silent on the radio. There's the most famous sequence from his radio show. For people who were too young to remember Jack Benny, he was famously, among other things, a miserly person. He was very tight with money.
Yeah.
Was part of his comedy character. And so on one of his shows, I think in the late 1930s, in the middle of the show, he's walking down the street, and a robber comes up to him and says, "Your money or your life?" And there's silence. And the robber says, "I said your money or your life." And there's more silence. And then finally the robber says, "Look, I said your money or your life." And Benny says, I'm thinking.
I know. He's done that. That's great. He was totally great.
Yeah, he was.
But speaking of this, isn't the hardest laugh you'll ever get from a comic?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some just nod knowingly when you say something funny.
Or they'll say that's good.
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, there are funny people who have the most surprising funny bones. And if I'm not going to go into intricate detail, but if you can kind of recede to the five-year-old level, some of the most sophisticated funny people that I know will just dissolve into giggles. So you never know.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Making bodily noises of a rude sort.
Yeah.
You know, that'll get them if nothing else will.
So there are generous.
Well, they're helpless. I think more helpless than generous.
Giving, I guess you could say. Yeah.
But all giving this time of year, aren't we, Michael?
I think we are. And by the way, I don't mean to go into your personal business and stuff like this, but Simpsons, man, I'm so glad you're on there.
Oh, thank you.
Because you know what? First of all, I suspect it was a brilliant business move on your part, so I don't want to get into that part of it.
Yeah.
But
nor do I.
It was brilliant. It's all. But the reaction was the same. It's not The Simpsons without all that you put into that show. Really, who could watch it if someone else was doing it, you know?
Well, you know, Ted Cruz tried.
Yeah. Ted Cruz could possibly do it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's nice to know that he has a backup plan.
Yeah. I wonder what it is. Okay. Just to go to backtrack here a little bit now, how do you celebrate the Jewish part of you?
Oh, you know, basically by default, you know, I live with a Welsh woman who adores having a Christmas tree in the house and adores presents on Christmas Day.
Of course.
So I basically celebrate the Jewish side of me by sitting in the other room and watching basketball.
A good answer.
Okay.
It's a wonderful answer.
Well, it's a hallowed tradition among our people, you know.
Yes.
5,000 years of sitting in the other room watching basketball.
Watching basketball, yeah. Okay. And how are things going on the basketball front?
Oh, yeah. Well, I still play, which is fun. Yeah. But I live in New Orleans mainly.
Oh.
And our team got ravaged by... You don't want to hear this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
This is the ugly part.
No, ravage. If it's not Packers, ravage is good.
Yeah. No, it was a horrible trade that happened 4 years ago.
That one.
And we're still... our team is still recovering, and it's... So it's a sad, sad story. But anyway, I love the game.
As ravages often are.
Yeah, well, they mainly are. I think they're designed to be. So.
Yeah, you never hear of a happy ravage.
A happy ravage is an unsuccessful ravage.
Yeah. Can we play one of the tracks here? Would you mind?
Sure.
Because give them an idea. Because you were here not too long ago, some years ago, and both of you and Judith, actually performed a Christmas number.
We did indeed. And Chicago, which is not that far from you, was... Yeah. A site of one of our earlier Christmas shows this year.
I didn't even know. I just saw that on the run. You're in Evanston.
You know Howard Levy, the most wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he was on that show. And part of the thrill of this is we gather really talented people who enjoy the party atmosphere of this show. In New York, we had the amazing banjoist Bela Fleck with us.
Oh,
and then in Chicago, we had... the astonishing Howard Levy. Anyone who has not heard him, you really need to, because this is harmonica playing on such a high level. You can't believe he's playing this little little what looks like a toy instrument and making such beauty out of it.
Yeah, and you haven't lived till you've heard him on the Jew's harp.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's correct. He does play the Jew's harp.
Yeah, he does, yes.
Yeah.
Despite being Howard Levy. I mean, and that takes a lot of courage, frankly, in my thinking.
Yeah. Well,
you got Jane Lynch is with you this year. Is she on the tour as well? And,
she's with us in Los Angeles as well as Fred Willard, the aforementioned Fred Willard.
And Catherine O'Hara?
Catherine is up north in Canada this year doing this very funny television series she's doing with Gene Levy, the name of which I can't say on your air.
Oh. Well, good. Well, look for that then.
Yeah.
The unmentionables.
Yeah, the second word in the title is Creek.
Oh, okay. Good name for a show.
Yeah.
Or a career. My career could be named.
So yeah.
Could be about my career.
It's a well populated creek.
Yeah. Unless she does What Do You Get for the Man Who Has Nothing?
Yes, okay. which is her own song, which is wonderful. And then Amy Engelhart, who was a fabulous singer, used to be in the Bobs, wrote a song from the point of view of a certain virgin called How Did This Thing Get in Me?
Oh, yeah. Which, okay.
On the record as well.
Yeah, yeah. Let's stay away from that one, if possible.
It's a mite controversial.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to hear the Judith Owens song, the Best Things. Is that, would that be all right with you?
It's wonderful, yeah.
It's a wonderful song. And,
Buy me an Xbox and feed me some licorice. Tie me in tinsel and sing at my door. Buy me the latest, the greatest in everything. Drown me in chocolate, well, who could want more? But the best things, yes, the best things, they come at no price. Yes, they're free and they're nicest. It's what you remember in spite of the glitter. And the best thing, it's the best thing, the best thing this Christmas is you.
Best thing in Christmas is you, Harry Shearer.
Thank you.
Beautiful song, Judith Owen.
Yeah.
The lovely Misser. Does she ever sound Welsh around the house or something? Because you can't really tell.
There's only one word that I've ever heard her say that belies. You know, she has a very BBC kind of accent, which she learned in drama school. And I for years thought if I woke her up in the middle of the night, she'd start screaming like a Welsh woman. But not true. But the word "won't," which the British pronounces "won't," she throws a little diphthong in there, "won't," and that's the only clue that she's Welsh.
That's the only way you can tell.
Yeah, and the fact that she sits and watches rugby of an afternoon.
And you say of an afternoon, it shows the influence.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Of an afternoon, as you do.
Yeah. Harry, thanks so much. Always great to talk with you.
Thank you, Michael. Have an excellent war on Christmas, won't you?
Yes, thank you. A war for Christmas. That's what we're fighting.
Ah, excellent.
All right, thanks. Harry Shearer in Los Angeles. Christmas Without Tears is the EP. Subhead, does this tree make me look fat? I don't actually know what Harry does on this, any of this music, by the way. When he was here, he actually did sing, and sing. He sings very well.
I think he plays that little triangle.
That's all he does, play the triangle on this? Yeah.
That's really wrong. Good. It's
yeah. I meant to ask him that, actually. Do you have to sing on any of these, or have anything to do with any of it, or you just stand there and take half the credit? So, okay in there.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
That's good. Got all your Christmas things done.
I don't know.
You're hurrying around the house and hanging things and...
No.
Putting things here and there and shopping last minute. And
I did shopping like online like a month ago. And now, you know, it's like...
You can't remember what you bought, right?
I can't remember what I bought. I mean, I have it all stacked up. And now you're like, oh, God, I got to see. So I'm sure I'm going to come up and like, I've forgotten a number of things, but that's okay.
Mostly for the missus?
No.
You shop for yourself or?
Well, my family. Yeah.
Your family.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you getting her?
I don't know.
But she doesn't listen, right? So.
Well, she might be listening right now.
Isn't it time to think about it?
Yeah, it is. No, I have a couple things actually.
Like what?
I can't divulge.
You can tell me. They're not listening. They're
I can't divulge.
They're talking among themselves.
I can't divulge.
Is that a big ticket item?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Any ticket at all?
The best things about Christmas is you, so or me, or her, or something.
That's just
so.
A song.
Oh.
Jeff, you got all your stuff done? The kids got everything you want?
He does not have all his stuff.
You got a list from the kids? And I used to get a list from my daughter, you know, daughters. Yeah. Well, one gave me a list, and one just told me that she didn't want anything I got her. Then the other one told me that too, but she used to give me a list. You
so
get
do
that
my
from your?
Kids.
Do
my
you?
Kids give me three lists. They amend it.
Three lists
they
amended.
Them. Yeah.
Is there legal talk? Whereas, do you see any of that in there?
They just give me a lot of lists.
Do they ask for power of attorney in their list?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're all done. You're good.
We're getting there.
Yeah. The wife is the hard one, right?
We should talk about that.
We should talk about that sometime. No idea. Okay. And this song here, is it at all Christmassy?
Yes, yeah, very Christmassy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You'll recognize it.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for that. Okay, I'm going out in the audience here, and I've never seen, yours is the worst sweater. They're all pretty bad. I mean, they're probably, if it was a good Christmas sweater, you'd probably wear it all year, so they wouldn't even know, right?
Correct.
You wear this other times of the year?
When we have our office party, I wear it to...
What is your office?
The Norwegian American Genealogical Center here in Madison.
Oh, the Norwegians, do they like a sweater like that? They probably think it's cool.
I also have elf pants that go along with it, but I didn't think... I didn't think that would be appropriate for the show.
It's kind of everyday wear at the Norwegian Center, isn't it?
Could be.
You have to be Norwegian to be at the Norwegian Center, or will they allow in a Swede occasionally? Finn.
We usually check at the door.
But really, where do you look?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Okay. And then, what is your name?
I'm Jerry Paulson.
Okay. Oh, Joe, good. I got your card here, as a matter of fact. What was your card about? Something weird.
Well, the last time that we were here, you and I chatted about the genealogy center, and you wanted to know if there are any Norwegians, or I'm sorry, any Feldmans in Norway, and I found them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's got proof here. This is really more than I hoped for today. Can I look at this through my leisure time? Or what is it? Digital Archivit. 1801 till Jinga for Heila Lenlandet. Tildegard Persona 6. Oh, that's for searching. So you found a... where?
These are the Feldmans right here.
Oh, yeah. Where are they? Not that many.
Actually, some of these were born in Norway, which kind of surprised me. But in the 1870...
Oh, really?
In the 1875 census, I did find one that had come from Hamburg in Germany. So that's what makes me think that... Well, there's Heinrich Feldman, and he was born in 1829, and he came from Hamburg.
Can I keep this in? You brought this for me so I can keep this? Just so you'll never do this again anywhere? And are you the missus?
Yes.
You had a weird card, too, but I don't remember what it was. What was on your card?
He says, the only thing I do is lay on the couch and eat chocolate bonbons. And watch TV.
What are you, Betty Boop?
No.
What is your name?
Mary.
Mary. Why would he even say something like that? That's kind of a Norwegian.
Norwegian. Yeah. He's Norwegian.
Norwegian joke?
Yeah, I'm a good Irish.
Oh, yeah. How's that working out for you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. 54 years, almost.
Right. Yeah. Huh? Well, the first 54 are the hardest, as they say. Why would you say that about your... Is that like a Norwegian thing to say?
Oh, the chocolate bonbons?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 76, still working, and she's home, and I just assume that that's what she does all day.
That's what you would be doing if you were home. You'd be laying around eating bonbon.
There you go.
Do you even have bonbon?
No.
Do you know what a bonbon is?
My father ate them.
Oh, see, your father was laying around eating bonbon.
Right.
That's how she got here.
It's in the family.
Oh, okay. And your name is, first name?
Mary.
Mary, that's right. I asked you before. Very nice to meet you.
Same here.
Thank you very much for taking up most of the show. Unlike Tim Kruger, who just wants to sell me a roof. He's in roof sales. Oh, is that you there?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Talk to me. Talk to me. Let's hear your pitch.
Well, what type of roof do you have now?
It's on top.
It's on top. Do you have any reindeer damage? Nothing like that. No, well,
You got any specials?
We do, yeah, if you have reindeer damage, but no, I think I'm striking out with that.
Any rough guy is not going to get any business, I don't think.
But a nice metal roof would look good on your house.
Oh, yeah, we really want a Quonset hut is what I want.
You want a Quonset hut? Oh, that would
Quonset
be...
look.
Oh, well, no, that's... Oh, they
corrugated metal would be perfect for our place.
Well, would it? Oh, okay. Well, that sounds, that sounds good, yeah. No.
Do that for me?
No, but...
are there rules or something?
Yeah, there definitely are roofing rules, okay. Yeah, in your neighborhood especially.
You should work on your selling.
I'll try that.
Nice to see you. That's Tim Kruger, Wisconsin Rapids, for all your roofing needs, if you have roofing needs. Who has a roofing? I guess if you don't have a roof, then you have a roofing need, I guess. Now, we have someone Welsh here from Wales. Yes, don't we? Harrison G. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
You're from Wales.
I'm
what?
From Madison, but I'm going to school in Wales.
Oh, you're going to school in Wales, then forget you. I thought we could hear an actual... Do you say Welsh? Is that Welsh proper? I don't want to... You know, cause some of those things get weird. You don't say Scotch. You say a Scot. You know, he's a Scot. He's not... Well, he might be drinking, but... Okay, but it doesn't matter because you're not even from there. Okay. You're going to school there in what?
Swansea.
No, not in Swansea, but I mean in what discipline?
Oh, civil engineering.
Okay. And that's in Swansea?
Yeah.
Okay. You could do it here, you know. We have a place for it.
It's
about eight blocks
here.
From here, you know. But no, you have to go to Wales, to Swansea. All right. Let's see there, okay. Oh, there's Mary Paulson. Oh, there's Jerry Paulson. Judy Bohm, Slinger. Has anyone ever, she's a massage therapist, anyone ever rubbed you the wrong way? Yeah. You want to show me what they should be doing? Have you got a minute? Because I honestly am very tight everywhere. I am the tightest person you will ever meet. I've never even relaxed a muscle in my life. I don't know what happened to me at an early age, but I was apparently frightened by something, and I never got over it, and I'm completely... Can you come out here? Because I don't think we should do this in front of people. I'm tight everywhere. Yeah. You want to... I don't know if you can get through there. Why don't you, can you come down here? And Yeah, my shoulders, and they're both connected from one side to the other. Oh, there you go. How'd you do that? Let's go on the light here because I want people to... Okay. Yeah, my shoulders, my back, my sides. I got a hamstring that you should look at.
You don't want me to do that here.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm just telling you my entire... Oh, that's good. That's a good start.
So Michael's looking a little more relaxed now. His eyes are sort of half closed. Wincing a little bit. I don't know. I think that hurt a little bit there. Okay. She's working it pretty good. It's like he's got a lot of lumps in his back there. I think there's a lot of tight muscles. There was that old sports groin injury you had, but maybe that's probably for another day, I think. That's for another time.
That's taking care of itself.
Yeah, it takes care of itself.
Thanks for giving us the play-by-play, John.
Yeah. He's looking pretty comfortable now.
I'm worried he's never going to come back
up
here.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Wonderful. Well... All right, then. Just pour myself down the aisle. That was very nice. Judy, did you say Boehm? Boehm, I'm sorry. Inslinger. Are you got a shingle out Inslinger where they can... You go to people's homes. Okay, I'll leave you my card. As soon as I get one printed. Oh, Wool Sox, that was last week. I've been really bad this year. What can I expect for Christmas gifts? You're asking a Jew, you know. Ben Barwick.
He's right over here.
Huh? It's somewhat of...
She put that on.
Oh, she did? Has he been really... You haven't been bad this year, or you have been?
I've been very bad this year.
Your head is here. Where is your mouth? Is it on the back of your head?
I've been very bad this year.
Usually bad, or are you?
I'm going to be worse than her when I find out she put that down on the card.
Do they know that there's something that you want for this Christmas?
Same as usual.
Which is?
Sex.
And I said they. That's what's disturbing. Darn it. Those Berwicks. All right. You know, let's go right ahead to the... I can't do this anymore. People... how about this, sir? Okay. Bucket list. Yeah. Okay. Chance to play the What Do You Know quiz. Anyone interested here in playing the quiz? Did you think that this is... Yeah, what's wrong with this during a radio show? Yeah, say, put it up and say, hey... Hey, or whatever, I don't know, make noise of some sort. Before we can play the, we need someone who took the four disclaimers. Yes, can I get you to come up here? There you are, okay. How are you? You are?
I'm Ann.
Ann, thank you for doing this. I'll give that to you and get out of your way.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched. All the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. I am so not ready for Super Saturday. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Itching. Thank you very much. You can keep that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You did a beautiful job. Hey, Auburn. How are you, Auburn? Go, Auburn.
I can't be free the one. I've got a divided family.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Some of them are for the Alabama, for the other one?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We don't even use the name, but they are from Alabama.
Younger and bigger than I am.
No kidding. How did that happen that it could divide a family?
Well, you have somebody that goes to each of the schools.
Oh, yeah. How did that happen, though? How could you allow that to happen?
I can't have anything to do with where they go to school. Some of them may even come to Wisconsin. Yeah.
That's a good point. Let's put your name once again.
Eugene Hutchins.
Yes, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Great.
Yeah, good to see you. Eugene Hutchins here. Mr. Auburn, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Alabama. All right, here's your chance to play the What Do You Know quiz. You've heard the disclaimers. You've heard the... You were the only one showing a lot of interest or a degree of interest. So I get you to come down to either aisle. This one, okay? Right in front of the buffet table. That'll be hard. Look at this. Some of these cookies here and little muffins. Isn't that nice to supplant our, would you like a carrot or celery or anything? And is there a dip to go with this? Or you just have to eat the actual vegetables? It's a horrible thought, eating the actual vegetables without sticking it in something.
Right, that'd be okay.
Yeah. And you are?
Nancy Krampus.
Nancy, where are you from?
Hazelhurst.
Hazelhurst. Most famous for?
It's the southern suburb of Minocqua.
That's what it's famous for. And you can't say that about a lot of suburbs south of Minocqua. Nancy, did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Well, many years ago when we were driving through rural Alaska, we turned on the radio and your show came on. So I thought that was...
Traumatizing.
Yeah, well, no.
Trying to get over that now by acting this out?
No, yeah.
Come on up here, Nancy. One of the better reasons I've heard. Let's get you on this quiz. Let's get the Feldmans from Norway out of the way there. And I'm going to look through that. Nice to know if you go to Norway, there's a Feldman there for you. Hopefully, they're still there. And how are you, Nancy?
I'm fine.
How's your holiday season so far?
Very busy.
Very busy? Yeah. Is this on? Yeah. I don't know if I can actually hear you. Yeah. Okay. Say very busy.
Very busy.
Okay. See now. Very. What are you busy doing?
Well, we've been helping our daughter flip a house.
She's a house flipper.
Yes.
These kids. That's what Archimedes said. They'll give me a place to put the fulcrum. I can flip a house. Yes.
And then after we leave here today, we're going up to Nina for the grandchildren's dance recital.
Oh, the grandchildren's dance recital. Are they all in the same dance recital?
Or yes. Yes.
That's convenient, at least.
And then we have to go home, and then we have 2 days to pack up before we leave for Florida for the winter.
Florida for the winter. So you're just a snowbird.
Right.
Yeah. Where do you go in Florida?
St. Petersburg.
Not too shabby.
Very nice.
Very nice. You got a little condo down there?
We have a motorhome.
You have a motorhome down there?
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's down there now waiting for us.
Okay. You don't drive it down there?
We did in October, so we don't have to drive it in this kind of weather.
You think of everything, Nancy.
That was my husband.
It's your husband thinks of everything? Well, he thought of you. That was his best thing you ever thought
of. Yeah. I keep telling him that.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. You know how the quiz works, Nancy?
Yes, I do.
Someone out there plays along with you and Stephanie Lee, most definitely. Can you explain how that works?
Absolutely. If people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
Well, the Marshall Islands are kind of sinking. I don't know if you knew that. Don't worry about it. They'll find something there to do. But actually, a lot of the Marshall Islanders are relocating to the United States, and there's one state in particular where Marshall Islanders are relocating. It's in the South, I'll tell you that much. I want to know what state now has more Marshall Islanders than any other state in the Union, because a lot of people are relocating there from the Marshall Islands. Okay, it's in the South. You got, there's only about 18 states in the South. Bill's in Hales Corners, he should know. Hey, Bill.
I should know.
How are you? Are you by the Speedway there, Bill?
I used to be by the Speedway until they took it away.
They took away you or the Speedway?
The Speedway.
Oh, no. Where is it now?
It's just gone.
Art Arfons and the Green Monster were out there.
Yeah, it's all gone. It's a Menards now.
Oh, man. This is disappointing.
But people do race around the parking lot at the Menards.
I bet they do. And the ghost of Art Arfons and the Green Monster. Bill, where are Marshall Islanders going as their island submerges? Southern state.
I would guess Florida.
I would too, but that's not right. Thank you, though. Sorry, Bill. Norman's in Bayfield Heights, Ohio. Norman, where do you think they're going in the South?
Mississippi?
That'd be a good choice, actually. That'd be a delightful choice, but they didn't make it. They're not making it. Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
good to talk to you. Jim's in Cleveland. Cleveland is a nice place, but they're not going to Cleveland. They're going to a southern state, Jim.
Well, you know, Michael, I think they're probably going to New Orleans.
That's a wonderful idea as well.
Not right.
And nice talking to you. And Frederick is in Milton here in Wisconsin. Maybe you read about this, Fred. Some people say it's Mid-South. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to guess Tennessee.
No. But thanks for volunteering now. Okay, I thought it was pretty good. Kevin's in Green Bay. Kevin, you read about this, maybe?
I did, in fact.
Ah, you did, in fact. A man who says, in fact, always knows the answer. And so,
Arkansas.
Arkansas is correct. Which is odd because Arkansas is largely swamp, or at least a good part. You know, they got those. So I guess they feel at home there if they're actually already sinking.
Well, they are actually helping with the chicken industry.
Oh, Purdue and all them?
Exactly, yeah. BBC had an article on it.
Well, that's nice for them. How are you, Kevin? What are you doing up there in Green Bay these days?
I am looking for drones.
You're looking for drones? Or you work at the airport or something?
I do not. I am obsessed with finding small drones for my children for Christmas presents.
Oh, I thought trying to spot them and maybe shoot them down. No.
It does sound like he's just snatching them out of the air.
That'd be your neighbor has one?
No, that would be my neighbor trying to shoot them out of the air.
Yes, and I'm on his side of this full disagreement because I figure it's my airspace.
You know. Well, these would be indoor drones.
Well, indoor is fine.
Yeah.
Kevin, this is Nancy.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Nancy.
Okay, that's as far as you're going to get with Kevin. He's too obsessed
you,
with
Kevin?
Drones. So
I am a bit preoccupied, but as with many callers, after 20 years of listening to you, despite my wife's protest.
Speaking of drone, right?
Yeah.
I saw my opportunity to get a question correct, and I couldn't resist.
Yes.
So I apologize.
Kevin, I get the feeling you're often, in fact, correct.
No comment.
Okay. Categories and such, Stephanie?
Absolutely. So the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Kevin, you, in fact, pick the first one.
I sense a little hostility, Michael.
Not at all. I admire people who can be precise and knowledgeable. I just resent them, that's all.
Got it. Let's go for current events.
Current events. Obi-Wan Kenobi versus Donald Trump, who wins?
I think clearly Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Nancy?
I'll go with that.
Yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi, 27-18%. Very good. That would be...
That's one right, and the remaining categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Nancy? School.
School, here it is, possibly. Yes. When you decide to do something, your brain, something in your brain lights up, okay? They've found an area of your brain. When you decide to do something, some action, something in your brain lights up. Is it your pons, your premotor cortex, or your gland?
I believe that would be your premotor cortex.
Oh, see, well, I knew you
sound,
Kevin. This
you
is,
sound
you're
very
get all these,
like,
right.
You know what? I'll have to go with that then, I guess, yeah?
No, I'm afraid he's wrong, but he's right. No, he's right. Of course he's right. Kevin.
That's two.
Sorry,
right.
Michael.
That's all right.
Two right, and the remaining categories are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
See, it's usually my job to give the answers away, so you're kind of taking my steam away.
I know. I feel bad about this.
That's okay. Kevin, what category would you like?
Which one would you like me to take, Michael?
No, I know. Talk it over, take it, or ask Nancy. Or...
It is your show.
No, I don't care. I'm drinking eggnog. I'll start the time with these
like
eggnogs
science.
Now.
I'll pick science, please.
Nancy, are you okay with science?
What did you say?
What did he say, science?
Science, he said. Okay. All right. Can the blood-curdling horror movies literally, actually curdle your blood? Or are you kidding me?
I don't think so.
Nancy doesn't think so.
I agree.
Yes, they can. They did a study somewhere, and so it's got to be true. They can boost your blood clotting protein known as Factor 8, which is also a good name for a scary movie. Factor 8. Your blood will clot during this film.
Can we get a
so that would be
that's two right, one wrong,
okay.
And the remaining categories are people, places, and odds and ends.
Places.
Places, okay. Saudi Arabians believe that 3 in 10 Saudis are overweight, when actually 8, 7, or 6 in 10 are. Places.
Oh, boy.
Saudi Arabians.
Saudi Arabians, overweight.
Yes, you can't tell because of the.
That's just it. You can't tell because they're all hidden.
Yeah. They're
Nancy,
lucky.
I think it's
they're
a small
they're lucky in that
percentage.
Regard. What?
What was that, Kevin?
I think it's a small percentage, so my inclination.
They think
would be
3 in 10 are, if you ask a Saudi, but actually 8, 7, or 6 are.
Right, 6 would be my guess, but
or 7 or 8,
whatever you
well,
want to do.
Well, maybe 7.
Split the difference. Split the difference,
sure.
Kevin.
Between.
Do you ever do that, Kevin? I bet you don't ever split the difference. Do you? Jerry, split the try once. See how you feel.
Michael,
come on.
When the show's over, we really need to talk about your hostility.
No, it's not hostility, Kevin.
Is it resentment?
It's not resentment, just because you're always right. People don't resent that about you.
But
well,
the...
So 7?
They do pay well.
Yeah, 7?
7?
That's 7,
what I
Kevin?
Said. Yeah, that's what I
7,
said.
7, okay. That's right.
Nancy, you'll be prepared for over-excitement during the holidays with a compact tin of unisex instant underpants. Just soak the pellet momentarily in water to expand and put on from Archie McPhee. Kevin, begin every day with holiday spirit, drinking Stephen Brew's breakfast blend coffee, and later relax with smooth and tasty Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. Coffee done right. And each of you can show your faith in 30 years of peerless radio comedy wearing the innocently suggestive XXX What Do You Know t-shirt, not much since 1985, and demonstrate your quiz playing prowess with What Do You Know the Party Game, including audience, cards, questions, contestants, and the well-winterized Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both of you. Join us next year for a live broadcast of What Do You Know. Check out our website for dates, guest information, and to purchase tickets.
Kevin, we'll
it's all
right
available
here, yeah,
in
you know
one
that.
Place over at notmuch.com. Okay. Looking for the perfect stocking stuffer for the What Do You Nut in your life? Try the limited edition 30th anniversary XXX tee from What Do You Know. Buy one at the show or online at notmuch.com.
You know, they're only limited because we can't give them away.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international.
Polka party coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's office party. Cue the boys in the band.
Public Radio International.
First Steve Meisner.
While drinking. Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulian on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, our annual holiday party kicks off with polka from Steve Meisner, plus plenty of dancing, food, and fun. And we play our final round of the What Do You Know quiz for the year. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man willing to garage his car and call it driverless, Michael Feldman.
Merry Christmas to you and you and you and you and you and you.
That was lovely.
A little spontaneous Christmas cheer there from our audience. Give yourselves a big round of applause. That was a very nice rendition. And some of you actually know the words. What is that middle part? Everyone knows a yada, 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 yada. What is that part? Everybody knows
a turkey and some mistletoe.
Turkey and some mistletoe.
Some turkey and some mistletoe? Well, that's disappointing. I thought it was something really cool. But it's ham for Christmas generally, isn't it? Or a goose, a nice goose. Would you like a nice goose for Christmas? Oh, all right. Well, you know, each week at this time, I read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Eggnog does not affect my ability to do the show. Unfortunately, I can't drive home afterwards. So I have to stay here, and you're welcome to join me until the nog runs out. All right, what is this here? Oh, yeah, so I thought maybe some Christmassy type or seasonal-related memos. All right, I'm thinking. I was thinking. You know me, I'm always thinking. So let's see. This is from Taylor, Wisconsin.
Taylor.
Ms. Diana Brown lives up there on Trump Coulee in Taylor, Wisconsin. It's not a memo, actually. It's something from a sales ad for Christmas, and it reads as follows. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Guns, over 300 Brownings in stock. So that's kind of cute. Okay. put that one in there in case I need that. I'm thinking about getting a gun and just shooting down drones with it.
Nothing says Christmas like a 12-gauge.
Very good. Here's something from work. You know, a lot of you know, Christmas and the holidays, how does work treat you? Well, $1,000 would be fine. Skip the party, you know, and the gag gifts, you know. But also sometimes just how they treat you at the end of the year and what they have to say to you. Here's an example. Subject is appreciation. From this company. I would like to wish you all a happy and safe Christmas Day. I am very grateful for all the great work you do and for the privilege of being able to work alongside of you in our lovely, beautiful place here. Now, on a lighter note, there are plumbing problems with both the public men's and women's bathroom on the first floor. The appropriate signs have been applied and the area is blocked. Customers should be able to use the family bathroom, and the appropriate person's children can be directed to the bathrooms in the children's area, of course. There is also second floor restroom for customers' use. We do not have an estimated time of repair. Thank you for your patience and have a happy and joyous Christmas. Christmas, you know, plumbing problems all year round, including Christmas. It's nice that they started off on a joyous note. This is, and of course, the office party. How many of you actually applaud if you have been to an office party or are going to one or even want to think about it? Does that mean you've already been yours? Yeah? How disappointing, as always? Yeah? Anybody Xerox their butts or anything like that? Or, no? It only happens on The Office, I think. That sort of being. Okay, here we go. Upcoming Christmas party memo. I played with the tables over the weekend for the office party. Here's the problem. Three tables are big enough to put two people on a side. However, they are so wide that when I put them in a square, the person across from each will have to voice loudly to be heard. The other tables are too small to get two people on each side, and while I have enough of those, four square tables will not seat 16. For the larger tables, I'd have to add a small one to complete the square, but it would still not be enough for 16. It actually looks a bit strange and not at all intimate. Let me know your thoughts tomorrow before noon. thank you very much for that holiday cheer, and I appreciate that. And I, just one more here. One more here. This is from a college, actually. And I think it's a Quaker college because they're talking. This is a Quaker reference here. Anyhow, yes. We thank all of you for sharing your time, talents, and resources with us, and for another very memorable year. As you celebrate the last weeks of 2015, we invite you to enjoy a little taste of our college with a simple recipe below, something refreshing that many of you may remember for your time, from your time on campus. That, of course, is Quaker Punch. This requires a large punch bowl, ice, sparkling white grape juice. Food services typically uses Welch's, and ginger ale. Food services prefers Seagram's. Place ice in punch bowl, pour 3 parts sparkling white grape juice to 1 part ginger ale over ice, serve, sip, and enjoy. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas. And next year, we're drinking on campus. I don't care. All right, so that's just some Christmas beer. Then we do have some Christmas notes here from all the news that is around here. It's not necessarily here, but, you know, around the state and stuff. And a good thing about global warming, winter trout fishing is better. So that's up, that's from Eau Claire here. Joe Knight there writes a column. So I won't read you the whole thing, in fact, any of it. What's going on in Toma? The TP building has been, you know, the TP Supper Club in Toma. Famous. It's been closed since 2014, but it's being sold. And the new owner says he's cautiously optimistic he can reopen the building as a restaurant, so it's not going to happen. So goodbye to the TP in Toma. What else? There is a Star Wars toy display, the Dunn County Historical Society, part of the Trees and Toys display at the Rossbach Heritage Museum. That's through February 1st. You might want to see that. Top baby names now in also in Eau Claire. I believe at Sacred Heart Hospital. Is that Eau Claire? Yeah. Oh, you're from none there. Oh, you're from there. That's good. The top baby names at Sacred Heart Hospital are boys Jackson, J-A-X-O-N, number one. Really? How do you like that? Eli is number two. Whatever happened to Michael? Bentley, come on. Jace, J-A-S-E? Jace? Where's Michael, 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 Michael? There's no Michael. Top five is Easton. Easton and Jameson. Jameson. James, not the football player. And Mason tied for fifth place. Not a Michael in a bunch. Girls, Olivia. Isabella, Ella, Adeline, Chloe, and Ellie. Well, Ellie, I named one that. Number five. Okay. I thought that was interesting. Also in the news, how to repair a rusty package tray and filler panel on 1970 Dodge Challenger. Okay, supercomputer, built a new one there up there. La Crescent, I have a list here of all the lights in the La Crosse, greater La Crosse area. I have the map if you want to go looking for it's, you know. It's quite a large area to cover, looking because I see the all the way to Sparta, Bangor, West Salem. There's three big lights here on this map here. Sorry, this is important. Holman's got one area. Most of them are clustered around La Crosse. There's a couple, one in La Crescent and one in Hoka over in Minnesota, though, worth seeing. So I have this map up here if you want to, if you're in that area and you want to. You could do a lot worse than see the Nutcracker in at La Crosse at their dance center. They have dancers between 4 and 80 dancing. I don't know if the 80-year-old actually dances or just sits there and everyone dances around her kind of thing. Probably. Packers Everywhere plans the Arizona party. That's news up there from Green Bay. The pep rally for Green Bay Packers fans preceding the December 27th game against the Arizona Cardinals. Fans 21 years and older are invited to Clancy's Pizza and Pub on Miller Road. The event is scheduled for 5 to 6. Include a Q&A with Packers CEO Mark Murphy and broadcaster Wayne Larrivee. So that's something to keep in mind there. Oh, and also they changed the name of the airport again in Green Bay. In case you're looking for the airport and you can't find it by name. do a search on it. It's Straubel, you know. Straubel. I say it's Straubel. You say Straubel? Is it Straubel? Do you know that for a fact that it's Straubel? Straubel? Then it's Straubel. Straubel Airport. They renamed it now the. They want to put Green Bay in it because just right now it's a Straubel and International Airport, by the way. Green Bay has an international airport. Madison has got a Dane County, you know, we have a county airport. But Green Bay has an international airport, but it was always Straubel, Austin Straubel International Airport. Now it's Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport. So you won't get messed up there. And finally, the Peshtigo boys roll to remain unbeaten. Peshtigo established itself as a Marinette and O'Connell Conference contender by rolling Coleman 74-43 on Thursday. First conference loss for the season for the Cougars, who are 4-2 and 3-1. Peshtigo improves to 5-0 and 3-0. Let's hear it for Peshtigo, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news from around here that is. Okay, I know you're saying, Michael, excuse me. I know you're saying, where is our eggnog? When are we going to party? Well, it happens now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 2015 office party. It's a Christmas party. And we welcome you now to it. We have, you see there on the side there, and weenies. You at home? What?
Weenies.
I'm sorry?
Cocktail weenies.
Sean's what been about excited about these.
Right over here.
All year.
You better get, because you never get
no,
any.
No, I don't want them. I already had some cheese.
Well, how can you be excited about something and not be excited about something?
Well, I don't want to eat it. I just like the whole idea of it.
You like the very nature of them?
I think John just likes to say weenies.
Yeah, well, that could be too.
He likes to say cocktail weenies, so that's just really weird. And, of course, you know, that means polka. Every year we have polka, we have food. We want you to polka at home with us, and we want you to take out all of your celery sticks and dip and all that sort of thing. And let's welcome right once again this year Steve Meisner and the boys for our polka party in Edithon. So you should feel free, you know, to start lining up now over at the table here. And you want to get there, right? I would go right now, frankly. I wouldn't sit there and wait for someone else to get up. That's a big mistake a lot of people make. So I would, yeah, see? Okay. Yeah. See, this guy's been to these things before. You can't be polite when it comes to waiting in line at a food table. You know, so enjoy yourself. There's some beautiful things there here at Mona Terrace. We like.
And Michael,
they
we're
put
gonna,
on a nice spread.
We're going to play the first tune with Steve here.
Oh, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we worked something out before the show.
Hi, Steve. Well, come on, talk to us. Steve Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Steve.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, I hope it looks like a good one for you, huh? Are you working all Christmas?
Every Christmas is good for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Do you have to work actually on Christmas for a Christmas celebration type thing? Or?
We did last night, and we are today.
Yeah.
And nothing till Monday.
Nothing till Monday, huh?
And then, of course, next weekend as well.
Do they always ask for the same tunes at this Christmas party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I was commenting earlier that this is, what, our ninth or tenth year with you, and down on JD, my sax player, says, "Sir, what are you going to play today, Steve?" I said, "The same thing you want to hear every year."
Wow.
And we keep repeating the same songs over. Last night at the Christmas party, same yeah. songs over.
Where was
over
that one last night?
I was at the North Shore Inn on Lake Koshkonong. Over
oh, that sounds nice. So. Yeah, North Shore Inn there. Yeah. It sounds
so
swank.
Was
it a swank
jam-packed.
Place?
Jam-packed.
Yeah.
Jam-packed.
Yeah.
Had a ball.
Yeah.
Got home at
did
two,
they have a nice spread
the
there at the club in Koshkonong?
Oh, yeah. It's been there for years, and it's a family-run business.
Do they feed the band? Is
oh, yeah. They always take care of us.
Do you have to eat in the kitchen?
Eat the what?
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 Does the band have to eat in the kitchen? Don't you hate that, though, when you do play a gig, and they make the band eat in the kitchen?
Yeah, that's terrible.
So they won't see you eating. Because it ruins the whole effect of it. Well, what's this first song going to be that you're playing with the boys in our band?
All right, we worked this up. We're up all night working this out.
Not with each other, though, I don't think.
Is there an intro on this? I forgot.
Yeah, instrumental.
Okay.
Steve Meisner and the boys and our boys.
Yeah. a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, shuffling in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we roll along, shuffling in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we could build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say I am married, we'll say no man. Now you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, shuffling in a winter wonderland. Oh yeah. Piano, here we go. John and Jeff.
That was Steve and the boys.
Johnny Depp, where?
That's a first for us. In,
Johnny Depp is here?
What, the 9 years we've been doing this, we keep saying every year we should do one together.
Yeah.
Except for we say it after the show is over.
Let's do it again last year.
And we forget about it until we come back and do it again.
It was very nice. It's very nice. Nice to see jazz people and polka people get together. You know, because everyone's got their own little circle of stuff. I know you can play jazz and ragtime, can't you, on that saxophone there? You can play anything on a saxophone, though, right? It knows no bounds, pretty much, huh?
I can play anything, but I'll try.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what have you tried recently that you didn't know if you could play?
Well, this was pretty cool. I actually
Yeah. I don't know if your mic is on. Can you hear him say anything? Does the sax player get no credit whatsoever for being in a polka band and playing all kinds of music? Here, all right. Come on. What your name again is?
I'm Don G.
Donnie?
Not Donnie, please.
Don. Prefer that? Yeah. Now, you were saying you're trying out new kinds of music. Are you doing, like, rap and
hip-hop? Rap on a sax, yeah. No, I don't know about rap. But,
that'd be really cool, wouldn't it? You could do it.
Has it been done before? Anybody do rap on a sax?
No, see, this is a breakthrough.
Oh, okay.
Because this polka thing is just a bubble. It's bound to burst at some time.
Exactly. It can't go on forever.
You can't depend on it.
No.
No, you can't depend on it. It's been going on for 1,000, 2,000 years, but... That doesn't mean anything.
At least I'm not on the street corner with a cup.
Do it. If we could do something a little jazzy or a little bit that unexpected from a polka sax player. Just do that just a little bit here. Yeah, I want to hear you. I don't care about them. They don't know how to do it. Very nice, Donnie. Don. Oh, I call you Donnie. That'd be cool. If your jazz name should be Donnie, I think. Polka. Don is fine for polka band. when you do the jazz gig. I say Don. Okay, so by the way, people, you are welcome to come down here and dance. I know you're all anxious to get those little weenies, those micro weenies, mini weenies, whatever they're called. But, you know, if you feel like dancing, because we got some big polka numbers coming up here now, including this one, which is what, Steve?
The Merry Christmas Polka.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Christmas polka, let everyone be happy and gay. Now it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly, so let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka, another joyous season has begun. Roll out the yuletide barrels and sing out the carols, a Merry Christmas everyone. Jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will meet Kris Kringle and another Christmas day. Come on and dance a Merry Christmas polka. Let every lady step with her bow around the tree to the ceiling with lots of tumble stealing, some kisses beneath the mistletoe. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka, but now the joyous season has begun. Roll out the barrels that cheer you and shout till they hear you, a Merry Christmas everyone. Oh yeah. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone.
Not seeing enough dancing here. I don't know. We have one couple here who's dancing, and they look like they've done it before. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm not begging for it, someone to dance with me, but you definitely can have that opportunity if you would like it. Now, let me just say here, where is that couple that was dancing? You back there? And now they're eggnogging. I don't know if I can get through the crowd here at the table. Excuse me a second. Pardon me.
What are you doing cutting in?
I'm not going into the table. I'm going to find this couple that was dancing here. I'm not getting in line. Jeez. People, I have my food brought to me on silver platters with all the eggnog you can drink because I am the host. That's where all your money goes in public radio, by the way, for this party. I hope you realize that. So we hope you contributed. You were the only ones dancing.
Yes, surprised.
You were surprised too?
No.
How come he was surprised and you're not? You look like you've done that before.
I have, but this is Larissa's first polka.
First polka?
No, it's not true. We danced in childhood.
You've been poking?
Yeah. Polka. Not Milwaukee polka.
Where are you from?
Cheers, Mia, Pan Popolski.
I know some people from there. Cheersmir Popoporski.
I'm from Crimea.
Crimea and Cheersmir Popoporski.
Yes.
Is that on the coast?
Only by sea coast, yes.
Yes, oh, wonderful. And how long have you been here now?
For 16 years.
Oh, wonderful. So you're, okay, that's cool. Do you get back home at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Is this typical of the, this type of polka? Is it different from what you grew up?
Kind of, because it's mostly many people dance. And we were only couple to dance. So.
I know. Well, they're all trying to get to the tables here to get these little wieners. It's not, you know, not even worth it.
What's more important, polkaing or eating?
That's a good question. What your name is?
Randy Helbach.
Randy and?
Larissa.
Larissa. And is your what would you call your style of polka?
That's a Milwaukee polka, not the Polish hop.
So the Milwaukee polka differs from the Polish hop in what sense?
It's like a 4-beat and the Polish hop's a 3-beat, and I can't do the Polish hop, so.
I see. Is one more a shoddish than a polka, in your opinion?
No. I don't know. Ask Steve. He might be able to answer that.
Will you dance this next one, too? And maybe other people will come up here. Do we have other people here? This is a lot of responsibility for this one couple to be doing the Milwaukee hop or whatever. Whatever you got there, the Green Bay hop, Middleton hop, Sheboygan hop. We got all kinds of hops. You can do your variation on it. But let's dance to this one. It's a good one to dance to, right, Steve?
They're all good.
They're all good. You know I meant that, Steve. I meant this one is really, it's irresistible.
They're all irresistible.
They're all irresistible. Okay, then I can't say anything to you. What is it?
Caroling on Christmas Eve.
Oh, get up and dance to this one, folks. Come on. Even though people have never danced before.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve, Yuletide carols fill the air everywhere you go. Santa will be coming around, seeing girls and boys. Lift your voices, join in song, sing the whole night long. Caroling on Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve. Tide carols fill the air, wishing all good cheer.
listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
All right. Well, I thought I'd talk to some people, but they're all eating or dancing, or they danced their way out the door. But you're not there, so I can talk to some people who are just... Are you having a nog there, sir? I've noticed.
Having a nog.
You generally drink eggnog at the holidays or all year round?
Only here.
Only here?
Only here, yes.
Only your party?
For your party, yes.
Well, isn't that funny? It's like eating turkey only on Thanksgiving.
That's correct, yes.
Don't you get a longing for a... Because I don't either, and think about it. Because you never think... Like in April, what's wrong with an eggnog?
It's for fools.
It's for fools, yes, exactly. April Fools. Very good, thank you for that. Is that all you had, was like several grapes?
One, two, three, about 12. Is that several?
No, I'm not going to haggle over the words, but I mean, you know, is that all you want, really?
For now.
Did you wait in line for 12 grapes?
Waiting for them to ferment.
Your name is?
Timothy.
Timothy. Merry Christmas, Timothy.
Same to you, Michael.
For joining us. Your name, sir, is?
John.
Merry Christmas. Are you with John?
I am.
Muriel.
Yes. Hi,
Muriel. Good to see you.
Yes, thank you. This is our best party of the year.
Wonderful. And you know, it's not one of those office parties where someone's going to do something really that they're going to regret later that night or the next day, right?
That's probably true. We might.
You do it, Muriel, unless you feel like doing something.
We might stumble on the steps or something like that.
Yeah, that'll be the worst of it, though. And where are you folks from?
We're out near Spring Green.
Out near Spring Green?
10 miles northwest of Spring Green.
What is that there?
It's like Bear Creek, Bear Valley area. Mm-hmm.
And what do you do out there? You farm or anything?
We're retired, and we farm a little vegetable garden and lots of flowers.
Grow little vegetables?
It's a pretty good size, actually, but whatever.
What turned out the best this year near Spring Green, as far as your vegetables?
Squash, butternut squash. We had enough to give away.
I had 75. 75.
You have any big ones, like the size of a 6-foot man?
No, sorry, only regular size.
They get pretty big anyway, don't they?
They get about a foot and a half.
You really can't see that on the radio, but that's pretty big.
Yeah. That's about it, about a foot and a half long.
You eat any of them, or because you probably, do you like squash?
We love squash.
He makes squash. He makes the best squash soup.
Yeah. Yes. Good.
What do you do to it?
I bake it and then add stock and some spices.
You bake it and add what?
Chicken stock or vegetable stock, yes. Mm-hmm. And some spices, yes.
Can't reveal those or you'd have to kill me, or what?
No, I actually can't think of it. A little cinnamon.
Were the spices that are used?
No, I just eat it. I don't mess around with it. I just eat it. But it's good.
Do we put some ginger in it?
Nothing you're growing out there behind the barn or something that you put in that makes it so good.
Not at all. Everything's so above the barn.
It's organic, yeah.
Very nice to meet you. You look like you have something to say. How's your holiday so far?
My holiday is great. It's fantastic being here. My name is Joy, and I have a question for you. What can you do in Madison today that would be festive holiday? Christmas.
Well, they got that big tree up in the Capitol there.
I have to go see that. Anything else?
A mighty big tree.
I'm from Waukesha.
Somebody is missing a mighty big tree somewhere in Wisconsin, usually up north, because they don't grow that big around here. I mean, I got one they could have, but my neighbor trimmed half of it. So it's totally useless now as a tree. Otherwise, I would have donated. It was pretty big. Nice white pine. Huh?
The tree is from Rhinelander.
The tree is from Rhinelander. You can't hear us because you're eating or...
Well, Joy,
we're doing
I think...
a show here. I have a dream like this every so often where I'm doing a show and no one is paying any attention to me. And so I go find something else to do for a living. Yes.
Are you going on a Christmas vacation after this? Do you get time off?
I have time, but the kids will no longer travel with me. My wife hasn't traveled with me for like 20 years or so because we tend to take our show on the road when we travel.
I'm just worried.
Our personal home life show. And so that doesn't work out because we can't agree on directions, you know. If I say right, she says left, it kills the whole trip for 10 days, you know.
Don't you have a GPS?
What is the question again?
Do you have a GPS?
Yes, we have a GPS now, but we didn't when this all started. So it's here. You can't go back.
I do not like GPSs, but myself.
Are you going somewhere for Christmas or over the...
No, I'm staying home. I have hurt my foot. So, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
Ordinarily, would you go somewhere?
Oh, yes.
Ordinarily, where would you go?
Somewhere warm.
Such as Costa Rica?
Arizona.
It's warm. And you know what's good about it? It's a dry heat.
Yes, it's a beautiful dry heat. Good place to go.
There, it's 120 degrees. Oh, it's a dry heat. Well, fine. I feel wonderful then. It's only 120 degrees, but it's a dry heat. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You ever go down there?
Rarely. Rarely.
Yeah. What do you like to go on?
I lived there 4 years, and once it's 110, it's hot. I don't care what the humidity is. Yeah. It's hot.
Actually, it's going to be a dry heat because no moisture can survive at those temperatures.
That's probably true.
It evaporates immediately. You know, at least our summers, we have a nice wet heat. I appreciate that because I feel like I'm bathing in warmth.
Well,
where are you from?
Alabama. This is the third time.
From oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, that's my dad. Yeah. Third time we've come up for the show, and it's always cold.
You're always coming up in December.
Oh.
Did that occur to you that it does get colder in December?
I thought it was supposed to be snowy, so we drove four-wheel drive and haven't needed it. So.
You've got to keep going north.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It doesn't work. Keep going north.
Okay.
We're going south today.
You are going back home?
All the way to Alabama.
Yeah. Hey, what, have you been seeing other things since you've been up here?
Came to see you.
This is it?
Yes.
Let's give him something.
Yeah.
We all, you know, we always, and your dad is sitting down there. You're an Auburn fan, no, aren't you?
No, I'm sorry.
See, that's where, what did he do wrong with you? As a man, did you go to?
I went to the University of Southern Mississippi, so. Oh, it's very good. It's, yeah. It's better.
That's Brett Favre school, isn't it?
Yes, uh-huh.
It's better doing, what?
It's better than okay, yeah.
You know, no, I don't really want to get involved in this whole thing. I'm just saying your dad isn't wearing his Auburn shirt, and his own children are not wearing Auburn shirts.
He's special.
Great.
So for the
house, whole family.
Yes, for the house divided between Auburn and the University of Alabama, we've got some Domaine du Sac and Prairie Fumé wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
All right. some other.
Getting a thumbs up from the patriarch there, so good sign.
Do you drink the occasional glass of wine?
Say again?
Do you drink the occasional glass of wine? Wine. Do you drink wine?
No, thank you.
Are you a teetotaler?
Yes.
Okay. You ever try it though? Once?
Good.
No, it's a certainly personal thing.
But I do a lot of other good things.
Like what?
Eat.
Can't put one over on you. I'm sorry. Yes.
I drink wine.
That's nice. So why don't you go with them? You can drink his.
Okay. I'll consider that.
Where are you folks from?
Campbellsport.
Campbellsport. Oh, that's nice. How are you?
Really good. Thanks.
And how's Christmas shaping up? What are you doing in Campbellsport for the...
We have the grandkids and the kids and some friends over, and we're all ready to go this year.
Do you have lights up outside?
No, this year I didn't do that.
We're also going to see Michael Feldman. That's our big treat for the season.
Christmas tradition, which is a kind of an odd thing as you think about it. Well, thank you for coming. So you are?
I'm Benita.
Benita.
Tom, Irene.
Tom, from Campbellsport, ladies and gentlemen. We've got all areas of the state here. He's famous. Huh? I've seen his face before. I'm not sure that it was on his body, though. Is your face ever on someone else's body? Well, come on down here. Let's find out where your fame is from. Why do you look so familiar?
I don't look familiar. My last name is Farquhar. So, yeah, the character in Shrek was named after my family.
So, I'm
an animator.
The character, the
Lord Farquhar, yeah.
What is that thing in Shrek called? He's a...
The villain in the first Shrek movie is called...
Oh,
Lord.
The villain.
Yeah. I'm an animator, and so... A friend of mine named it Farquhar for 3 months. It was Farquhar. Then he called me and told me they were going to change it to Farquad. So I was almost famous, so it wasn't quite right.
Change it to Farquad just to frustrate you?
Yeah, I think you probably. I think they thought it was funnier.
Was it drawn to resemble you? Is that why you look familiar?
It was drawn to resemble the voice. I think it was just they thought my name was funny, and they knew me. So it was just some friends that worked on the film thought it was funny. So, well,
I see you are you have Disney Animation Studios there, engraved on your skin.
Yeah.
So tattoo. You must work for them.
I used to. I teach now.
What did you do for Disney when you did it?
I was a character. My wife was a character animator, too. So we both worked at Disney and DreamWorks and different places.
Who did you animate?
Well, I worked, I guess, the Iron Giant, Toy Story 2.
Iron Giant is one of the greatest things of all time.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It was just the animator. But yeah, it was a great project to work on. Yeah, it's fun.
Are you teaching?
And now I teach, yeah.
Are you teaching?
In Los Angeles.
Get a day off the other day, or were you there?
No, actually, I'm teaching in college, so I didn't have to worry about that, but yeah.
What do you teach there?
Animation.
Animation. At?
Northridge, a state school, yeah.
Okay, it's a tip for you. You want to learn animation, Northridge. And your name once again, Farquhar?
Yeah, Farquhar, Mark Farquhar.
Mark Farquhar. There's a Mark in front of the Farquhar. Easy thing to remember. Very cool. All right, we're going to, unless you have something, you want something to add, or? No? I noticed that your eggnog is just sort of sitting in your cup. Are you waiting for it to evaporate so you won't drink so much?
That's number four.
Oh, okay. Good man. Okay. No, that's perfect. I think we probably should play the quiz, shouldn't we?
Yes, absolutely. Let's
do that. I think
that'd
be a good thing to do. Has everyone got enough to eat? Are you getting something to eat?
The last quiz of 2015, Michael.
Huh?
The last quiz of 2015.
Yes.
I'm more excited about it, clearly.
Yeah, no, you're clearly more excited about it. But that's a good thing. All right, so you heard what happened the last time we tried the quiz. It worked very well, I thought, except for Kevin, who was a little uppity. But
did you hear that?
Who would like to try their hands at the? How about in the very back row there? Yes. Yes. You. Because I'll never have hair like that. That's why. Never did, never will. That's why you were chosen. It's entirely a hair thing.
Awesome, awesome.
How are you?
I'm good, how about you?
I'm good, thank you. And you are?
I'm Jesse.
Justy?
Jesse.
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 I-E?
J-E-S-S-E.
J-E-S-S-E.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you in school these days? Or?
Yeah, I'm in school, yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm Edgewood High School. Go Crusaders.
Go Crusaders! Oh, they're still the Crusaders. That's embarrassing. Okay. Anyhow, you're a Crusader, and what are you specializing in there?
I don't really specialize in anything. But
your area of interest. What do you like
the best? I have an awesome history teacher, mate. Maybe she's listening, but Ms. Kavanaugh, love you. You're awesome.
Love you. Love you, Ms. Kavanaugh. You'll go into history or something?
Maybe. I don't know, but maybe.
What year are you?
I'm a freshman. Freshman, yeah.
Edgewood's got every kind of schooler. You never know if you're talking to someone who's in high school or college or middle school or Edgewood grade school. I know you're not. You're in high school?
Yeah, I'm in high school.
Okay. And Jesse?
Yes.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I listen to you every Saturday and Sunday on the radio. I love
You're so untypical. I love you. And your hair is unbeatable. I love your hair. I want your hair, Jesse.
Thank you. I like photography.
You do?
Like photography.
Take a lot of pictures?
I do occasionally,
Yeah. What do you like to take pictures of?
Nature and stuff. Nature.
Nature and stuff?
Yeah, nature and stuff.
Yeah. Strictly nature or some?
Portraits sometimes, too.
Portraits in nature? Or?
Sometimes I just stick people in nature, too.
And you take their portrait?
Yeah.
Okay. What sort of camera do you use?
Canon.
You do Canon, yeah. You digital or you do
digital,
the
digital? I do digital. I don't think I can do the film. That's not really.
You should try
it. Yeah. I'll probably try that, yeah.
Well, my daughter is in all kinds of media, visual media and film and all stuff. And she took a course last year where they actually had to go in the dark room and develop stuff and film. And it's a whole different experience, actually. You should do it.
I'll try it.
There's a lot of artistic possibilities beyond just the image. And I think you're the guy to do it, Jesse.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome is right. Thanks for listening. How many of your friends listen to What Do You Know?
I'm probably the only one.
Yeah, okay. That's wanted to get that out there. That's why you're so special tonight. This eggnog is to you.
Thank you.
I'd offer you one, but I can't.
Yeah. Only 15, so.
Yeah. Any sports or anything?
No, not really, no.
No, okay. See you guys all the time because I live down there.
Yeah.
So you're always... That path there that was supposed to be a walking path actually is just Edgewood kids thinking it's a racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
Either on their skateboards or on their bikes and stuff. But
yeah.
Every once in a while, someone has a bell and rings it. So you spread that around, too.
Yeah.
Even if they don't listen to me, just ring a bell when they see me.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's hard for me to scatter these days.
Yeah.
You know how this works, Jesse? Someone out there plays
yes.
along with you. And it's a quiz, a general knowledge sort of thing. And how do we do it? Stephanie Lee, most definitely.
If people want to play the
You're
quiz.
You're a holiday person, aren't you? You really enjoy
it. Am I?
You are. Why do you always say am I when I say something about
it? I love the holidays. Yeah. It's my favorite time of year.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Especially right now. So the eggnog that Jeff gave me is probably three parts booze, one part eggnog.
He gave you that?
He did. I've never had eggnog before either, Michael, so this is a first for me.
You know, that's all nog and very little egg in there. Okay, watch out for him the rest of the day.
Will do.
Yeah.
All right. So
various categories that we have?
We have categories, and we've got a phone number that they can call.
Do we have a phone number that they can call?
We do. So if people want to play the quiz, they are going to pick up the phone and dial 800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
Am I? a British sport, a quintessential British sport, supposedly will be extinct in the next few years because there are fewer and fewer people playing it. This is from the places category, by the way. So I don't know which British sport that is a quintessential sport is in danger of becoming extinct. Let's see your world knowledge here right now by dialing, once again, this number.
Oh, 1-800. You caught me in a moment of thought. I was really thinking hard about that question. They should dial 800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
You like to be in thought, don't you?
I find that I usually am deep in thought.
Mike's on the phone here from Rhinelander. Speaking of Rhinelander, in case you were, someone said Rhinelander. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I guess that's good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys enjoying that Christmas tree?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but we're just a few blocks from it. Is that from your place? Did they take that from you in the middle of the night, or what?
That'd be cool, but no. It was probably about 5 miles from here.
Yeah. Was it a local attraction before the event? They moved it down here.
No. Chances are, it's probably going to fall on somebody's resort. Cabin or something. So.
A lot of the trees in the Capitol actually are saving resorts from damage. So
yeah,
that's a good thing, though. So you know which British sport, Mike, is in danger of becoming extinct because fewer and fewer people are playing it?
My guess is cricket, probably.
Yes, that's right, Mike. Cricket. Unbelievable. What are they playing if they're not playing cricket?
Nobody understands cricket anyway, so.
Well, I understand you use a paddle, and then you hit the ball, and then you run back and forth or something.
Yeah,
until something else happens. And that's called cricket, I guess. I see why they wouldn't do it. It's kind of a strange sport. Do you ever play cricket, Jesse?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Jesse, this is your partner here, Mike. Jesse?
Hi, Mike.
Jesse, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. I hope you're a smart guy.
I hope so, too. I hope so,
He brims with smart. He's brimming with smart. So you're very
lucky. All right.
So the two of you work on as a team on this, and we have various categories, don't we? Or
we do. Those categories.
Do I?
Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Mike.
Yeah, let's go with school.
Are you still there, Mike?
I am. Hey.
We should have a nog together. Where would we go for a nog up in Rhinelander? Mike.
I'm sorry.
Where in Rhinelander, up there where you are, where do you go for a good eggnog?
Oh, there's several taverns in this town.
I heard like that, yeah, but which one? Yeah. I don't want to go to the wrong one.
I like Pat's Tavern.
Pat's Tavern?
Yeah.
And where is that?
It's right on Main Street, Brown Street.
Oh, you can't miss it then, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you can't miss it.
No. Okay. Can I mention your name there, Mike?
You absolutely can.
Okay. All right. What category would you like, Mike?
School.
School? Okay. School? Yeah. You're in school, so this will be perfect.
Yeah.
Is the universe a hologram? Conjecture about this. You might have missed it. Some say it is a hologram, and some say it isn't, but now we're pretty much sure that either it is or it isn't a hologram, you know.
Yeah. You
know, like Michael Jackson is.
Jesse, you want to weigh in on this, Jim?
I'm only in biology, but I haven't studied holograms yet, but I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
That's just my guess.
Mike, you want to go along with that or not?
I'll go along with that.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Whoever thought it was is dumb. How could it be? Who's projecting it? Crazy.
That's
crazy
one,
talk.
Right? And the remaining categories are current events, people, places, science, and odds and ends.
All right, Mike.
Jesse.
Jesse.
All right, let's go current events.
Current events. That's, you know why? Because I'm running out here. I'm sorry, did you say current events?
Yes.
Don't ever drink.
Okay.
Promise me you won't.
Mental note, got that.
All right. If elected, who would unequivocally be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency? That's a question. Current events.
Okay, so I'm going to have to maybe say Bear Grylls because you know what? He's outdoors.
Who?
Bear Grylls. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right, but the venture guy, BBC.
He's an outdoorsman.
Yeah, he is.
Obama just did a little thing with him.
Yeah, he did. Obama did a thing with him on NBC. You know, yeah. It was the...
Is he running for the presidency?
Oh, who's running for president?
No, yeah.
My bad. Okay.
Bear Grylls,
so,
that's his name?
Yeah, I don't think he's running, but who is?
This made the news recently when the doctor said this candidate would, if elected, would be the unequivocally...
As much as I hate to say it, I'm guessing probably Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to go with that because, you know what, he has money. He has a golf course. There's probably some personal trainers there, so let's go with that.
And he's had work done. We know that. Not very successfully, but yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's two, right? And the remaining categories are people, places, science, and odds and ends.
Let's work on it. Is that two right, did you say?
Two right.
How many wrong?
Did none wrong. And already said the remaining categories.
Back to you, Mike.
Did I miss something?
No.
Let's go with people.
Am I?
Hello.
What?
People.
People, yes. percentage of people who wipe back to front. I can't, I personally can't believe anybody does that. Everybody close your eyes once. Close your eyes. Applaud if you wipe back to front. I just applaud. Okay, our eyes are closed. Applaud if you wipe back to front. Can't even do it with our eyes closed, can you? Okay.
No.
Okay. Is it 3%, 4%, or 20% according to these results?
I got to say 3%. Can't imagine doing it any other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go 3%.
Yeah, 3%. You betcha. Who's going to do that? Unless the far side is closer for some reason, which doesn't make any sense.
That's really nice, John.
Some kind of... They won, actually. They won.
Oh, did they win?
Yes. Oh, did they win? Am I? Holy cow, you've won the What Do You Know quiz. What have they won?
Jesse, you'll experience the bounty of the Badger State's cheesemaking heritage with choice artisan products from the cheesemongers at Fromage Nation on Madison's historic Capitol Square.
Cheesemongers.
That's right. And then crank up the jukebox and lend an ear to the magical tunes on John Seeger's El Supremo CD, the veiled sarcasm of John Seeger and Michael Feldman on the CD, The Shaming of the True, and various sad truths from the same duo on the CD, Her Country, from Faux Reel Records and Fish's Circle Records. And keep your guests entertained far into the night with What Do You Know, the party game, including cards, questions, contestants, and the dopamine-free Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Okay.
Mike, whether it's morning dove hunts or the revelation of life's secrets, you'll find it in Something I Said, Innuendo and Out the Other, including the touchingly autobiographical CD, My Life the Musical, from Terrace Books. Then experience world-famous art, vibrant photography, and a lushly landscaped sculpture garden with a pass to the Phoenix Art Museum. Transportation, unfortunately, not included. Write postcards to the folks back home with a where-to-be Kenosha News pen from Kenosha News, and enhance your coin collection with the rare and beautiful faux sterling silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter designed by Nora Feldman and featuring the fabulous Feld Mingo. Congratulations to both of you.
Nice going. Play us out, you guys. Steve Meisner and the boys, part of our Polkathon. Merry Christmas to you all. Well, at least we got the prizes in.
Be a part of What Do You Know in 2006. Tickets and guest information is available
off,
at notmuch.com.
What?
Go.
Yeah. Oh.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. Now, come on, you last chance to dance.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Meinschlag, Lyle Anderson, Hannah Pogue, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Technical Director Tom Lane with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colberg.
Public Radio International.